definitely professional. And welcome, everybody, to episode 645 of RP Grinders. I am your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Eric the Great. And if I can pull up my little special intro for this next guy here, you might know him. Wow. Thank you, YouTube. He's back, everybody. Breakman the Bold. Breakman, welcome back, sir.
Oh, I thought it was a tribute to Angus Young. Oh, my bad. I misunderstood. I misunderstood the situation. Thank you.
You're welcome, man. Hey,
I had pneumonia. That's why I was gone last week. I'm good now.
Yeah, but no, that's code for zombie. He had a herpes scare. So
no, yeah. I had.
All right.
Yeah, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
They swabbed me for COVID and the flu and stuff like that. Oh, God.
Yeah.
They got jammed that fucking thing as far up your nose as possible. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, we're glad Breakman is back. We're back in the saddle this week. We got a heck of a show for everybody today. Lots of news and a new segment tonight that we're going to debut. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. If you guys enjoy it, we'll keep doing it. But without further ado, gentlemen, let's get straight into the news.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up. Let's do these rapid fire because we got a lot of them.
Okay, this is from RPG site, and it's a game called...
E3's this week or something.
I know.
It's called Prime Matter to Publish and Case, the sci-fi RPG post-apocalyptic game for PC this fall, and Steam GOG Epic, so no exclusivity here. Anyways, there will also be plans for a PS4 and Xbox One version, which I'm guessing will be an upgrade path to the current-gen consoles at some point.
Yeah.
But, it is, it looks like it's a little bit strategy RPG.
Yeah.
I could see a grid in one of the pictures.
Yeah, my links are messing up because I don't know what's going on with RPG site.
That's really all that's said here.
Yeah. Okay, Breakman, you may have to, actually, Eric, you may have to do my...
Well, actually, the game's out now on PC, but it's only in early access, so yeah. It's going to leave early access in the fall.
Oh, okay, here's a good point in chat here, Breakman. Freak says you should have played Down with the Sickness for your intro. I thought about that actually, Freak Five. Either would have been appropriate, to be honest. He says you should make Break read that article from last week. Break, when you were gone, I had an all-time Breakman article lined up, and you weren't here to read it. But it was basically a bunch of Japanese names for you to read. But
cool.
I should have brought that. I should have made it like that was this week's news, Freak Five, and made.
I'm glad I caught the clap last week.
Oh, man. Did they test you for AIDS and HIV? All right, Break.
No. I mean, it's none of your business.
All right, Break. What do we got next?
Coming to us live from RPG site, Amazon Game Studios announces MMORPG Lost Ark for release in North America and Europe this year.
This is one of those Korean RPGs, so is it any good is the question.
Yeah.
It's from Amazon Game Studios. I think we have our answer. Lost Ark is a free-to-play action MMORPG developed by Smilegate RPG, currently available in Korea, Japan, and Russia. Lost Ark is set in the world of Arkesia, in which players seek out the titular Lost Ark in order to save Arkesia from the looming demonic threat and the Nazis.
I want to be fair here. The trailer actually looks really good. Visually, it looks very pleasing.
It doesn't mention microtransactions, but maybe there are.
Yeah, but it looks really good.
When Lost Ark's involved, there's always Nazis involved, too.
Yeah,
because it's a free-to-play game. So
I mean, it looks visually pleasing. Like, I don't know what else to say, but it's... it's probably going to be a pay, you know, pay to win type game, like all these free, quote unquote, free games are. But
I don't know. I don't think Black Desert is a pay to win.
Yeah, well, let me give
you some bullet points on it here. Featuring highlights of explore a cinematic main campaign and ample side content, 14 classes to start, evolving combat system. Gotta have that gear, so features expansion region to explore by land, sea, and these continents offer new challenges and dungeons that hold rare treasures, like every RPG. Personalized player strongholds, I like that. I like having my own little base.
Yeah.
You know, sign away. PvP mode for competitive players. PvP mode is in the Coliseum. In the Coliseum, present new ways to test. Shit, sorry. My,
Hold on, before you move on here, Freak Five's asking an interesting question. Is it a Bible MMO, Lost Ark?
I'm pretty sure. Is Indiana Jones in the Bible? I'm pretty sure he is. It's true.
Yeah.
Like he fights. I remember it's like Leviticus 12:13, and Indiana Jones if Doof slay off the Nazis or something like that.
There is an 11th commandment that was left out in the canon when they made the Bible is thou shalt not pick up the Holy Grail. You know.
Don't open it.
Yep.
Melt your fucking face off.
Yeah. Yeah, don't open the Ark of the Covenant. Anything else?
Unless you are a Nazi, then open it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And keep staring.
Yeah. Anything else on this Breakman?
No, just remember to study your Bible and especially the chapters on Indiana Jones.
Yeah, exactly. And there's four parts to that, and there I hear they have another part coming out in the Bible for Indiana Jones as well. I don't know if you. Yeah,
we don't talk about the fourth part though.
Yeah, that is true. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Prime Matter announces medieval action RPG The Last Orikru. I don't even know how you say that. Set to release for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC in 2022. And some of the bullet points, intriguing story, because they all have intriguing stories. Impactful decisions, because they all have impactful decisions. Challenging combat, because they all have challenging. Well, most of them do anyways. And, this is something different. Couch co-op. We hardly ever see that, so that's actually kind of cool. We'll let you know more when we get more information. But The Last Orikru.
You may share my TV with someone else. Screw that.
Well, not even Mrs. Breakman? Like, you know?
She can get another TV.
That's true. Put it right side beside you. It's like warring. Like, you guys are watching series and, you know, you're watching like something.
We'll tape the room down the middle. And put
exactly. You know, why not? There you go. Put a
you
piece of plastic.
Side. No peeking.
Exactly. No peeking. All right, Eric, next story, please.
This story is a story that might interest you, Frank. Matter to publish cosmic horror action RPG Dolmen for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series X, S, One, and PC in 2022.
I'm totally down. Let's take a look at the I didn't get a chance to look at the trailer.
Dolmen is developed by Brazilian team Massive Work Studio, which originally launched a Kickstarter campaign in 2018 and raised more than $2,000 for the project.
I think we've actually talked about this.
Game is described as a sci-fi, Lovecraftian, cosmic horror action RPG where the player needs to overcome vicious bosses and survive hostile environments as a unique story reveals secrets to the mysterious crystal called Dolmen.
Yeah. Well, I wish I could show everybody the trailer, but my links are not working. Anything else on this, Eric?
Third-person action game with RPG elements. Smart Rage Combat, Intense Melee Combat, Energy Management, Challenging Enemies, and Gruesome Bosses.
Okay. MXT says, I haven't been here since this happened, but can we please toll the bell 10 times for my friend and mentor, ECW legend New Jack, who died a few weeks back? I did mention that on the show, MXT. New Jack was one of a kind, man. So, yeah, 10 bells, man. Ding, 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 ding.
Wait, whoa, hold on.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I lost count.
We'll count.
I'm gonna guess that's 10.
There you go.
That's about 10.
Yeah, there you go. That's 10. Yeah, I did mention that, MXC. It was awful the way he died, too, man. Really awful. They should release Raiders with a trigger warning for Nazis. Well, that would be half of the United States right now, Freak 5.
Are you sure it's only half?
Could be a little more than half, but
now
about half.
I'm starting to think it's more.
I'm starting to think
Nazis
so.
Nazis don't deserve trigger warnings. They deserve to.
The link's shut down.
They deserve a freak out. Yeah. Foam at the mouth.
Yeah. Let's see. Who did that story? Was that you?
It's supposed to be mine, but mine page just shut down on me. Hold on, I got to reopen it.
No problem. I'm looking at the trailer now for Dolman.
What the fuck is going on with this problems that we're having today? It's like we're all being sabotaged.
No, I think RPGsite.net. Man,
I'm fine.
Yeah, but
you can play along and pretend something's wrong.
Week after week.
Every time I pull up an article from RPG. So it takes a while for it to load.
Yeah, there's some they have way too many ads, man. And then there's pop-up ads galore, and I don't know what's going on with RPG. I like their content, but man, it's hard to bring you guys the news when they do that type of stuff. I did take a look at that trailer. It looks pretty decent on Dolman. So, do you have your link up, Break?
No, I'm stalling still.
Oh, okay. Well,
almost there. stay on target.
Freak says, oh, yeah, I already read his comment. Yeah,
damn Nazis.
Damn Nazis, I know. Okay, I now have this up. I'm going to play the trailer while Break decides to, get his link up and running here.
Oh, is that what I'm supposed to be doing? I was trying to get my pants back on.
Breaks in rare prime form this week. Maybe it took you getting pneumonia to kind of get back in the groove, man. I mean AIDS. I mean HIV. Yeah. I mean chlamydia.
Did Bacon punish you with sickness or something?
Yeah, he punished Break with sickness. He didn't do his Hail Bacons this week, man.
But he is a forgiving God. I'm here now.
That's right.
I'm blessed.
You are blessed, man. Do you want me to read it?
Hail Bacon.
Hail Bacon. Golly, RPG Site is just having issues today, man.
Yeah, I know. So am I. Fucking taking an hour and a half to load this.
I know. You want me to read this one, man?
Why?
I can read it, man. I got it up and running.
All right, go ahead. I'll get
NIS America announces Monarch. We don't know how it's pronounced just yet. We'll launch in the West in early 22 for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC. And I played the trailer. It looks a lot like Shin Megami Tensei, but with different characters. It's going to be a great game by all accounts. So
made by Lancars, which was the Etrian Odyssey developers.
Yeah, and the Etrian Odyssey guys. So, I mean, it looks really good. I mean, I'll say that. Like, from the little preview that we've seen here and everything that we've read up on the people involved, it should be really, really good. Weiland says Kevin Bacon is going to be in the Toxic Avenger remake. That's true. He's going to be the villain.
If you didn't secretly know, Kevin Bacon's actually in every movie.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
He's in every movie. You just have to look harder.
Yeah, exactly. And then you got to do the 7 degrees of separation of Bacon or whatever that shit is. And you got the next one?
No. He's literally in every movie. Like, yeah, Terminator 2, he's in there. You're just not paying attention.
Yep.
He's the one of the T-800s.
That's right. Exactly. All right, Break.
Driving Miss Daisy?
He's in it. He was in the back seat. You just didn't see him. Break Man, do you got your next one up?
Yes, I got the next one up. All right. Coming to us live from RPG Site, Kingdom Come Deliverance set to launch for Nintendo Switch. Prime Matter, a new publishing label from Koch Media. This is the fourth time we've heard from them today.
Yeah.
About them today.
They're a big European publisher.
Sounds like it. This game will launch for the Switch. The meme open world RPG originally released for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC in February of 2018. According to Warhouse Studios, the Switch port for Kingdom Come Deliverance came about as a part of a happy mistake. when Kingdom Come Deliverance Royal Edition was announced for PlayStation 4 in Japan at the end of 2020, the game was also listed for Nintendo Switch, which at the time was not in the plans. I'm just going to skip ahead because we don't really give a shit
We don't need to.
Bullet points. Massive, realistic, open world. Majestic Castles. That's, I'm not gonna...
Yeah, you don't have to do this.
I am curious about the performance of that game.
I am, too. I was just about ready to say...
Because the performance on the consoles currently isn't that great.
No, I played a little bit of Kingdom Come. It's a great game, but the performance is lacking for sure.
This is interesting. Historical accuracy, meet real historical characters and experience the genuine look and feel of medieval Bohemia.
Yeah, this is
that is interesting.
This is an older game, Breakman. I think they have this on Game Pass. You should check it out. I got put in jail right away, and I died because
steal, seduce, threaten, persuade, or bribe. It's up to you.
Yep. I got put in jail right away, Breakman, and the jail
just
caught up.
Your way out.
No, the jail caught on fire and I died. That was my experience with, but it was interesting and it was fun. It's like it's steeped in realism. It's not, you know, you don't have magic or any of that type of stuff. So
yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah. That sounds really interesting to me.
Yeah, I think you would like this game, Breakman, for sure. It's good. It's really, really good. I wish Dungeon was in here because he played the shit out of this game and really liked it.
I know Roxy's happy about this though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I mean, on the Switch, it would be even better because you could take it everywhere. But they're definitely going to have to patch this game up, hopefully, at some point. All right. Let's see. Normally, it would be my turn.
Well, hopefully, this version's a better version than you know.
It could be. Like, if they reduce the graphics a little bit, it could be a good version. We'll have to wait.
A few years later, so I'm sure there's compression techniques they've learned since too.
Okay, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Survival RPG Outward coming to PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. And I don't have a date for you guys, but it's coming. So there you go. And that's about it. All right, Eric, next story, please.
And next story, Garden Story is release window for Nintendo Switch and PC this summer, some probably August.
Yep.
Or like late, maybe mid September at the latest.
Yeah. It's got an interesting cutesy cartoony art style. Very basic, I will say. There's not.
You play as a grape.
Yeah. So, I mean, that tells you everything you need to know. Actually, that's kind of cool. So maybe it'll be a cool little adventure RPG that we'll all enjoy. Yeah, I've never heard of that, playing as fruit. Have you, Breakman?
I'm not going to answer that question, Frank.
I know that in Dragon Quest there's like cucumber enemies, so this isn't too far off base, you know. So Freak 5 says we are having tasty tacos today.
I've never heard of tasty tacos.
Have you heard of fuzzy tacos? Those are good. They have those here. Mm-hmm.
Those are only really – those are the best when they're fresh, though.
Yeah, exactly.
You ready for the next story, I guess?
I am. Go right ahead.
Sir. Okay. Coming to us live from RPG site, Tribes of Midgard is set to release on July 27th for the PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, and PC. Standard edition of this game will be $19.99, and the special edition will be $29.99. I like to check out the cheap games every once in a while, you know?
Yeah.
When they're like, hey, we don't have as big of a game as some of these other ones. Let's not charge a $60 price tag when we shouldn't.
Right.
Like that.
I like that, too. It looks like a real, real fluid game, like a, you know, sort of a DL.
Wait. I'm looking at the data sheet for Garden Story, and one of the publishers is Viz Media. That's weird.
Freak 5 says it's a Des Moines franchise, but their tacos are awesome. If you ever visit Des Moines, you should try them. It's probably the highlight of living in Des Moines, Freak 5.
Yeah, if I ever go to Illinois.
No, Iowa.
It's
Iowa, that's right.
It's just Illinois.
Yeah, I'm kind of tired.
Yeah,
so. It's okay.
And you're having
people from Illinois get really offended about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Tribes of Midgard looks actually pretty good, Breakman. You might enjoy this. It's sort of it's got an unusual, like, looks like a cel-shaded art style, but like in the Diablo, I hate to use Diablo as a reference for any of these type of games, but that's what it kind of looks like to me. Just not as looty, I guess. I don't know. But it looks fun. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is Axiom Verge 2's coming to Sony platforms and PC, but arriving alongside the Switch version, which we initially thought was going to be exclusive, but apparently that wasn't the case.
Yeah, I kind of figured it wouldn't be, man. Like,
but like, I think they he felt like he didn't want to leave them out because the Xbox and PS4 got versions of Axiom Verge.
Yeah,
along with the Wii U version, Axiom, which eventually then came to Switch.
Axiom Verge 1 is an absolute treasure of a game, and if you have not played it, it is. It's great. It's like $5 right now. Breakman, if you don't have Axiom Verge, man, get it. It's a Metroid. It's on the Switch. It's on the Xbox.
I was kind of glancing through the sales today on the Switch, especially this week and next week are going to be heavy with sales because of E3 for both Nintendo and, well, I should say Nintendo, Sony, and Xbox.
Yeah. Weiland says, Scorpion's Revenge writer Jeremy Adams said that Tarkatan and Sarion seen in Scorpion's Revenge are not Baraka and Reptile. Retcons everywhere.
No, that's not necessarily true. They're retcons, but I'm saying, like, I don't think they really labeled them as such. They just called them, like, I don't remember hearing Baraka at any point.
Yeah,
they didn't mention it by name, so
yeah,
like, we should have just assumed that they were generic grunts or whatever.
I mean, because the target, God, Jesus Christ,
you're in rare form today, man.
Tarkatan, Carton.
Yeah, there's tons of them. That's the point, you know.
All right, break. Next story, please.
Next story coming to us live from. Why are you loading now? Stop loading and show up. Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Scroll, you piece of shit. Steel Rising: The Uprising trailer. I'm gonna go home now.
I guess we'll do that story next then.
Let me start again. Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Steel Rising: The Uprising trailer. A 48 second teaser. That's it. This is the fucking story. God damn you! Damn it!
I'm trying to play the teaser actually, but it's it's doing its thing. I know RAM wouldn't solve this problem because I think it's just mostly operating system problem. But anyways,
chat says Reptile is supposed to be the last of his race. Well, maybe he is now.
Yeah.
Maybe there are two, and you just killed the last. Just now, it's Reptile.
Ooh, they could do a really cool story with Reptile where he, like, you know, it's
he
like...
He wants to avenge his fallen brethren.
Yeah, or, like, it's like Jurassic Park, like, life will find a way, and he just, like, has, like, a sack of eggs at the end, and, like, it's a bunch of, like, his race. Like, he's the carrier of the race. That trailer doesn't look
interesting. So you're saying Reptile's been pregnant the whole time?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know.
So, wait, is Wufei bringing this up because there's going to be a sequel to Scorpion's Revenge?
Yeah. Okay, let me do the next story. We actually skipped one. It's a Doki Doki Literature Club Plus announced for the Switch, released this month. So, June 30th, you'll get your Doki Doki fix.
The original game's free on PC.
Oh, there you go. That's nice.
But if you want all this extra stuff, you're going to pay up.
Yeah.
He didn't know if they were going to do another, not they are, backpedal.
Yeah, I know.
All right, okay, that's fair enough. With Reptile, yeah, it's definitely a retcon. But with Baraka, I'd always assume that wasn't necessarily Baraka. Like, I saw him, and they never mentioned his name, and I'm like, it's probably just a generic one, so they can bring him in the sequel.
I wish they would do a really cool Baraka story, you know, just on its own, like just a rated R, like, chomping on.
Baraka doesn't seem like an interesting character, though,
I think he is
Barack Obama? Is that what you mean? Oh, that's what I heard. My bad.
Obama might as well be a Baraka.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Breakman, I think it's your turn.
Okay, coming to us live from Gamatsu, Salt and Sacrifice announced for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, and PC, and it's set to release sometime next year. So, yeah, we can talk about this, but it's not coming out until next year, so let's just move to the next story.
I do want to quickly talk about this, Breakman, because Salt and Sanctuary is a fantastic game, and this game, this sequel looks to outdo the previous game in almost every regard, I hope, man. It just looks fantastic. I just had to comment on the trailer. It looks great. And
instead of hunting witches, you're hunting mages.
Yeah, exactly. Baraka's a jobber. He is a jobber, Wylan, but he shouldn't be. Like, he should be much more of a badass than he is.
He was a badass in the second one, but after, like, in Mortal Kombat 2, he was a badass character, but after that, they pretty much just turned him into, like, cannon fodder.
Yeah, and that's one thing.
He's there to die, pretty much.
Yep, he's not a huge, big baddie. He's just a baddie, you know. Cannon fodder. Salt and Sacrifice looks good. If you guys like Salt and Sanctuary, I'm sure you'll like this one. Okay, next story comes to us, if my link will work, noisypixel.net. I think that's the first time we've ever had NoisyPixel. It's Death's Gambit Afterlife revealed as Switch exclusive with expanded world and system. So it's an expanded version of the 2018's Death's Gambit. So
wasn't particularly great, which is why they were doing all these updates.
Yeah, it was okay. It wasn't, you know, it's a Metroidvania, I guess.
It was supposed to come out for everything, too, and it only came out on the PS4 and the PC.
Yeah. I mean, it looked pretty. I remember talking about this game back in the day, Eric, and it looked okay. It just didn't live up to expectations, but... So they're trying to do a redo on this, and it's got multiple endings and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So hopefully they'll fix a lot of the problems that the game had to begin with. Okay.
I can assume that it's not going to be exclusive on the Switch for long.
Yep. All right, Eric, last story, please.
Last story is the story everybody's waiting for. Elden Ring finally has a release date. And that January 21st.
Yep. And they did a little bit of gameplay on this trailer.
And it's coming out for PC, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, S, PS4, PS5.
Yeah. It looks more... it looks like a mixture between Dark Souls and Sekiro, to be honest. If I'm being honest, it's... I mean, it's from the same people, so they're, you know, from software, so...
And you could ride on a horse now.
Yeah, which, I mean, that's an interesting addition, and I'm sure that'll add some... strategy to gameplay and stuff, but to me it just looks a lot like a mashup of Sekiro and Dark Souls or Demon Souls, whatever. But
think about it though, Elden Ring looks like what they wanted to do with Demon Souls all along, which is create an open world RPG.
Yep. Dungeons in chat, welcome on in, Dungeon the Ninja. He says, "Yay, Elden Ring! It's supposed to be an open world Dark Souls." Yeah, and it does look like that, and that's fine. I'm sure. I mean, Sekiro was kind of open world, wasn't it? Like, it's kind
of. Not really. It had more open environments and areas, but it was still largely rigid.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I thought that was a good, you know, kind of open world effort. I don't know. But, okay. So that is the news. Thankfully, we got through all of that. Why do we not move on to homie discounts? You said you looked through the discounts, Breakman?
I'll say one more thing on Elden Ring before we move on, though. Is that, say Demon Souls had the Phantoms, and Dark Souls had the Chosen Undead. Dark Souls 3 had the Ashen One. This game has the Tarnished.
Yeah. A Dungeon says, "I told myself I wouldn't go back to another Souls game, but I might for Elden Souls." They're all good, Dungeon. Why wouldn't you want to go back to those type of games? I mean, it's punishment for sure, but it's fun punishment. He says, "Elden Souls, Elden Ring, Ring of Souls, whatever." Yeah, exactly, man.
Souls of Ring.
Demon's Ring, Dragon's Ring. I mean, come on, let's come up with some more,
guys.
Yeah,
why isn't this called Dragon Ring instead of Elden Ring?
I know, everything should have Dragon in it. Okay, Breakman, did you have any homie discounts while you were looking through?
I thought I saw one that I wanted to recommend, but I'm having trouble finding it. I'm still looking. So.
Okay, Dragon Tax, Eric says. okay, if you find one, we'll let you know. There's some new PlayStation sales, but it's more of the same stuff that you've been expecting all along. I think Uncharted was on sale, stuff like. I get tired of saying the same sales over and over, so you know.
Well, I can't find it, but I saw a preview apparently of Target's ad for this week, and it's buy two get one free. So. Well,
that's always a good one. What is it?
I found it for Father's Day, so it's that's Sunday, next Sunday, not this Sunday. But buy two get one free games. So if you want looking to stock up on your Nintendo games, that's the time. That's the best deal you're going to get on a Nintendo game.
Yeah, absolutely. That more than anything, man. I mean, the other games you can get on PlayStation Store and Xbox mm-hmm. Store cheap, you know, later. But Nintendo hardly ever has those type of games on sale.
So exactly. That's why I brought that up.
Yep. Like, good point. Good one. Breakman, should I play your music?
No.
No?
I guess somebody... They knew that I was hurting, and they thought they'd be cool to punish me more. So, no, didn't.
All right. We're going to need a Breakman question. Send them in to @RPGrinders on the old Twitter. And
yeah, don't send them to the Breakman account because I'm suspended on Twitter, and that might be a permanent suspension.
Oh,
so.
My God. Send it to RPGrinders. Right. Jesus. That sucks, man. Okay.
I was like... You know, at first, like, kind of a little mad about it, but then I'm like, you know, I've been an asshole most of the time on there, so I get it, but just the only thing that makes me mad is I still using, like, the RP Grinders Twitter account. I'll look, and there's, like, white supremacists have been on there since 2016 and stuff. Like, how did these people not get banned?
That's a good question, Breakman. I don't understand. I've been shadow banned and banned and all kinds of stuff on Twitter, and I don't get it, dude. Like, some of the stuff that I'll say is like one time I got blocked by Dr. Steven Johnson because I told him he was a grifter. Like, I just don't get the thin skin on people. I don't get the thin skin on Twitter. Has like put me on suspension for saying fuck, like just like,
yes.
Literally
really
like typing in fuck and sending a tweet that says fuck. I was like not banned, but like suspended for like a week, and I'm like what the fuck, you know? Like, I didn't even say that to anybody, so, you know. But anyways, Dungeon says, the Souls games are great, but I guess I'm not really into the whole frustration learning thing anymore. I'm in agreement, Dungeon.
I want it.
Sekiro was great, but after that I was like, okay, I think I'll stick to other games for now. I agree, Dungeon. Sekiro was really, really hard, man. Like, it's just a hard game, man. All those games are hard, except for, like, Demon Souls. I don't know. I got through Demon Souls pretty easy. Freak wants to know what you got suspended for.
I don't. They don't tell you what it is. Like, you just your account has been suspended. But I mean, usually I call people assholes and say fuck you and a lot of people and shit. I've never threatened anybody. Not even like slightly to that.
They have a hard time with the F word for sure, man. And I don't know why, man. It's just the way it is. Okay.
I know, but I mean, for a lot, I troll a lot of people. Like, I was just, somebody says something fucking stupid or supporting Trump or some shit like that, I started fucking trolling them.
Yeah.
And I can see how that can get me suspended.
Okay, guys, let's move on.
Inquiring minds want to know.
What'd you been playing, Break, if anything, this week?
I got to play a little bit of Dungeon 3, which is, you know, you're the bad guy trying to conquer the world, and which is fun. It's I'm towards the end, but it has such bad frame rate problems sometimes. It just fucking bothers me.
Yeah, I mean, I wish that's another thing that we need to get rid of, frame rate problems, man. Like, I think we're almost to that point where 60 frames per second is a no-brainer. Just do it. You guys can do it.
I can get on a. I'm on. I can get that. You know, when I'm playing a real-time strategy game, isn't gonna need like 60 frames per second, but I don't need 5 frames per second either. Is what I'm saying. You know?
Yeah.
Like if you can't get 60, but you can stay at a perfect 30 the entire goddamn time, I'd be happy with that.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
I think Halo Wars did like slow down a lot better than this game does. And,
I hate slowdown, man. It just sucks. It ruins the gaming experience. It takes you out of the game more than almost anything. It takes you out of the narrative. It just takes you out of the gameplay. It just
takes it right out of the flow of the game too. Yeah,
yeah.
Especially if I'm trying to lay down a strategy and I'm sitting here, send my kick. No, no. So, oh god, now I can't fucking move. I want them to. Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's sort of like how our links have been working today. Dungeon Buster says, I thought Demon Souls was a nightmare until I realized at the time I was playing, everything was tilted to dark, raising. Oh, man. You were playing Demon Souls on Dark Tendency Dungeon? Jesus, man. You're a masochist. Wyland says, I've been playing a mod for the original XCOM, XCOM Files. That's Dark Souls hard, but so fun. Well, you're a good gamer, Wyland. You shouldn't have any problems with that shit. Freak says, well, Frank has been causing people night. Oh, how dare you? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. So I understand why Twitter doesn't like the F word, Frank. Dungeon says, I still love Demon's Souls, though. The atmosphere is just so good. Yeah. And don't laugh at him, Dungeon. Don't laugh at Freak, man. He relishes that. That's what he wants. Don't feed the troll, man. Just, you know, move on. Anything else you've been playing, Break?
I played some more Double Dragon Neon. I think I'm about done with that game. Just unless I feel like just punching something for a couple minutes, you know, just hitting today. Hey, okay, that's good.
Yeah, there you go.
No, all right, I plan to get to some of the other games I'm sitting here waiting. I want to play.
Well, I mean, after
I gotta finish Dungeons so I can get back, so I can finish Gears.
Yeah, I still gotta finish Gears too.
Yeah.
You know, so
it the single player wasn't bad. Just it wasn't like I wasn't overwhelmed with it enough, like where I wasn't drawn away by another game.
Yeah, that's the same feeling I had, man. I'll talk a little bit that in a little bit. All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
A bit. I played a tiny little bit of Pokemon Ultra Sun, and then I played Mighty Goose, which is a metal slug clone of sorts, but you play as a goose.
That sounds interesting.
Is it like duck goose with machine guns?
duck goose.
And then I did Resident Evil Village Knife Only Run, which Frank watched.
Yeah, that was... Okay, that's insane. Let me talk about that real quick.
Well, I played on casual, so it was easier to do, so...
Still, holy fuck. Eric went through Resident Evil Village... And just over,
I was also trying to speed run the game.
Yeah, and he did it in just over 2 hours, which I thought was incredible.
Oh, well, yeah, like just under 3 hours.
It was incredible. That run was absolute. He at the end, I'm not going to spoil anything, but there were enemies galore, and he just, I don't know how you survived all that, Eric. It was crazy. It was a cool run to watch.
Chris is a very tanky boy.
Yeah, for sure. What else you been playing, Eric?
I played a little bit more of Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne. And I also played Ascalon, which is a Metroidvania RPG-ish game. And I also played Pekka Minosa for a bit. And you aren't kidding, Frank. It's dark as fuck. And the font colors that they use for the text and the text size combined makes it hard to read in portable mode.
Wow. That sucks. That really
sucks. So, yeah, it's already lost 2 points for me.
That sucks. All right. Anything else, Eric?
Which wouldn't be a problem if there was voice acting, but there isn't. So,
yeah.
You have to squint to read most of the time.
Yeesh.
I wonder how much better it looks on a... dock mode, though.
Yeah, you might try that out, Eric. I'm going to get it on the PS 4 or 5. I'm going to get it there eventually, but because I don't do a lot of portable gaming, so, you know, maybe eventually I'll get it on the Switch. But anything else you've been playing, Eric, before I delve into chat here? Because there's an interesting little story here from Freak in chat.
That's it. That's all I've been playing.
Okay. Freak says, months ago, we sold our third car to my niece for $1. She moved to Wisconsin recently, left the car with my sister and brother-in-law, and told them to do what they wanted with it. They sold it to my mom's neighbor, who wanted a car for his teenage daughter. Last night, the daughter's boyfriend shot someone and left the scene in that car. Wow, that's crazy. Village of the Dun-
So your children are no longer allowed to hang out with the neighbor kids then, I'm guessing.
Dungeon says Village of Shadows is ruthless even after grinding the easier levels difficulties for gear, I guess.
Well, because it does not gear specifically, but working up to infinite ammo for said gear.
Yeah. And the crisp part hurts.
But if you have infinite ammo with the stake, you could pretty much kill everything on Village of Shadows without issue.
Yeah. Okay. I played a little bit of Gears 5, but I agree with you, Breakman. Gears 5, there's nothing wrong with the single-player campaign. It's just like, for me now, it's just more like, meh. You know, it's like, okay. It's more of the same, you know, and I guess that's okay. It just... It didn't. I had to put it down, man, because I got to the point where, you know, you can only kill enough things before you're just like, let me do something different, you know. So I played a game called
Unique Ways to Kill Something. That'd be cool.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's the same shit. It's shoot from a distance. If you have a sniper rifle, you shoot with the Lancer. You get up close. You grind people with the chainsaw. You know, I mean, that's. It's par for the course, you know. It's nothing new, nothing innovative.
Yeah, they added like more kill moves, which is kind of cool, but still, like this is still the same thing with the chainsaw. Like, turn it into a fatality or something.
Yeah.
I kind of like the more free roamy areas of the game.
Yeah. I played a game called Abzu, which is and I finished it, so I might as well get into reviews here.
RP Grinders reviews.
Okay, Abzu is it's a self-contained, probably about a 2 hour, 2.5 hour game if you sit and play it like I did. It's a super relaxing experience. You play as there's no voice acting. It's you play as like an alien diver is the best way that I can explain it.
You look like a normal diver to me. So
yeah, there's some sci-fi elements in this game, implied sci-fi elements. It's a fantasy sci-fi diving adventure more than anything is the best way that I can describe it. You're basically just trying to put pieces of a puzzle together. You meet up with a shark that, you know, sharks are scary, but you know there's no scare to this shark. So you're basically on a mission to kind of follow where this shark has been, and there's a little, you know, if you've ever played Journey, you know, there's a story with Journey, right? And Journey is a great game. And this is a pretty good game. It's not great by any stretch of the imagination, but it is pretty and it is relaxing. You're not going to get killed by anything. It's not a shooting game.
If you want that, play Subnautica.
Yeah, that's another, it's similar in tone, I would say, Eric, to Subnautica, but a little different. Like, it's more of an exploration game where you're just basically trying to, you know, put pieces of it of puzzles together to get to the next area. Journey, the arcade game, Dungeon says. Let's see. Let me catch up on. So, I mean, Abzu's a pretty good game. I mean, I would give it a solid 7.5 out of 10. If you want just a real relaxing experience, you know, if you're a trophy hunter, there's trophies to get.
Or you can play it on the Switch for on the go.
Yeah, or you can play it on the Switch. It's worth the money. I paid I think $3-4 for it. But
I got it on PS Plus.
Yeah, and I actually bought it, but I didn't feel bad buying it because it's a fine game, you know, and it's visually it's very pleasing. You meet up with a lot of like undersea creatures, fish, stuff like that. You can ride alongside dolphins. You can, you know, you get these little, they look like cameras that go along with you, or maybe flashlights that kind of help guide the way and stuff. But you have to basically touch them, it fixes them, and they ride alongside you, and they kind of, you know, help you get to different areas and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a fine game. I give it a solid 7.5 out of 10. And, you know, if you want something completely the opposite of shooting things, then Abzu definitely is going to be a game you want to play. Let me get caught up on chat here.
It sounds like Freak has finally realized that Bliss Unleashed is a pay-to-win game.
Yeah, the only way I can get better gear is by buying it. Yeah, it's a pay-to-win.
Sucks.
Yeah, Journey Escape on the Atari 2600. Do you remember that, break? Jesus. Journey Escape. Jesus. That would be an interesting game. I'd play that on the 2600. Freak says, I haven't found an upgrade since the level... Yeah, see, Journey of the Arcane. Let's see. Just wait for Lost Ark. Yeah. Crafting doesn't make better gear as soon as I level up. Yeah, it's a pay-to-win game, Freak 5, for sure. Okay. Eric, you have, and you've been waiting for Breakman to come back for this, so your review of Ben 10, Alien Force, and Ultimate Alien.
Yeah, Break could co-op this with me.
It's been a while since I've seen it, so you're going to definitely refresh my memory.
It's basically the sequel to the original Ben 10 series, and Ultimate Alien is really just seasons 3 and 4, because it's the exact same storyline, it's just more episodes. But
this is basically Ben 10 as a teenager.
But with
he's no longer 10, he's 16 now.
No, 15. And then
15, sorry, you're right. And he becomes 16.
Then Ultimate Alien, he's 16. And in Omniverse, which is the last series in this trilogy, I guess, of teenage Ben 10, is he's 16 and then he becomes 17. Like, really early on, though. So it's more like 17-year-old Ben 10. But it takes place like 5 years after the events of the original. He finally went home from his summer vacation, and
that summer vacation finally fucking ended.
and even though he had alien adventures as 11-year-old, I guess he did another summer maybe. But and I guess aliens only bother him during the summer most of the time. And so he's a teenager, which then they bother him all the time.
Yeah, I know. Now,
at that point, the whole world knows who he is.
Yeah.
And he even, like, this isn't so much an issue in the first series, but in Ultimate Alien, he even gets his own Jonah Jameson, who's out to get him.
Yeah.
He gets a new Omnitrix, which is called the Ultimatrix. And, well, in the first series, it's just an upgraded version. Like, it evolved somehow. They don't explain it. It's just something that happens.
It just happened, yeah.
Which makes me wonder why there even was a necessitation for the evolution function of the Ultimatrix, because...
So they could sell more toys.
Yeah, but if it can evolve all by itself, because his forms actually changed their design and they gained additional functionality.
Yeah. Like, the Ultimate Alien forms are probably my favorite, I think, of the series.
Yeah. But the Ultimate ones are just even better versions of those. But but when Omniverse happens, he doesn't have the ability to do that anymore, but he gets better at using the base one, so it doesn't really matter.
I do like that he changes through the years, like, what his primary ones are. Like, mm-hmm. There are ones that stick, like forearms is pretty much always there, but...
And since he is a teenager, the show's a little bit more darker. They play around with the idea that some characters might have died. And actually, at the end of the series, the story arc for Ultimate Alien, one of the guys that does die, and he's... I wouldn't call him an antagonist, but he's definitely wasn't on the side of righteousness, as he would be led to believe, he deluded himself and thinking he was on the righteous path, but he eventually got corrupted by the weapon that he was trying to kill the ultimate big bad of that series called the Dian. But he was like the leader of this group called the Forever Knights, which we met back in the original series, but and they're kind of like they were kind of like space Nazis at that, or no, they were kind of like alien races, space racists at that point. So they're kind of like Nazis, but which is funny.
I like
because,
space racists. That's a pretty good term right there.
But they were like alien space Nazis that they had to fight in the first series, and Ben defeated them by basically turning them the one thing that they absolutely would hate, which was to make them their DNA impure by incorporating other random alien DNA into their bodies to help them overcome their cellular degeneration from years of inbreeding.
I love that.
Blood life here.
That's awesome, man. That's really good. Okay.
So yeah. So like maybe that's how we beat actual Nazis. We just gene spliced them until they realize they're no longer Aryan anymore.
Yeah, well, I got
news. Oh, my God. As soon as you do that, those guys start begging for reparations.
Oh, my God. Yep. Yep. That's true.
Our ancestors were oppressed. Dude, they weren't your ancestors until 2 seconds ago. What the fuck?
So what are you giving Ben 10, Eric?
So I'm going to give both seasons the same score. I'm going to give it a 9.
Wow, that's good. I need to watch this Ben 10, man. Sounds really good. You always...
Oh, yeah. Also, Gwendolyn, she learns that she's an alien. In fact, so is Ben and Kevin, but Ben didn't receive any of the alien powers his anodite grandmother had. So he's basically pure human.
Yeah.
Genetics works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, the Dominatrix was never meant to be him. It was meant to be his grandpa's in the first place.
Yeah. But I don't know how good of an idea that would have been, though, considering how old his grandpa is.
Yeah. I know, but he's still like, kicking ass in Omnitrix years, so.
Hey,
he's only got black eyes, which is
Ben. Ben 10,000, which is what he called himself in the future, like 30 years later, that teenage Ben runs into at some point, because of they made references to like a bunch of other shows, like Doctor Who, because there's a character called Professor Paradox who looks exactly like the Tom Wyatt Doctor Who.
Yeah. Okay.
He ends up running into a future version of himself, and apparently he's learned the ability to just use the powers of the aliens without turning into them. But, I forget what I was going to say after that, but yeah, that was kind of neat.
And they do seem, they try and hide, like, his future from him, but they're, like, glimpses of, they do give us glimpses of his future, like, that he gets married eventually and has kids. Or a kid? Is it just one kid?
Yeah, one kid. But that was apparently from a non-canonical future, and I think the canonical Ben 10,000 is still single.
Because they do, you're right, they do two different versions of Ben 10,000. Yeah. Or at least two. I think they bring him back three times, maybe.
Yeah, there's like three different versions, and that comes into play in Omniverse because multiple different timelines come into play.
Hey, Breakman, I got a question for you. Did you see the news about the Castlevania spinoff?
No, I haven't.
They're doing a Castlevania spinoff with Richter.
Hmm.
But they're saying that Richter is the son of Trevor and Cypher.
Which isn't right, but maybe that's just them taking license with the story.
To kind of continue from where the story is, I guess. So you're like not, so they can keep some of the characters from the original, maybe, I guess.
I guess.
But yeah, like, I forget who Trevor's kid was, but that's Simon's dad.
I'm pretty sure it was Christopher.
No, I don't think it was Christopher. I think Christopher was older.
Yeah.
I think he came before that. His son was Soma or something? No, what was his son's name? Shit. I forget. His son gets corrupted in the second one. He has to save him.
So if Trezor's son isn't Christopher, then he was somebody we don't get to learn about.
I don't think we ever knew his name.
Actually. Simon was like one of the first Belmonts, right?
No.
No, he's really old in the timeline. Like, Simon's the grandson of Trevor.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay. So that maybe they're headed towards a Simon.
But they've never, there's never been like a history of showing us, like, have told us who Simon's parents were, per se. So,
yeah. Okay.
It could have been any Belmont they've never used. So, okay. I guess they're just going to use Richter and screw up the whole timeline. But whatever, you know.
Yeah, based on what I know, I think Simon is supposed to be the son of Soliu, who is Christopher's son.
Okay. All right. So maybe they're just getting rid of Christopher altogether.
I think that was more of a retcon to add the Game Boy in there. I don't think that was actually real.
Okay,
because I think Christopher's older. Like the oldest is Leon.
Yeah,
it started with Leon Belmont.
Oh, I got you. And that was Lords of Shadows, if I remember correctly, right? He was in
Lords of Shadows. Gabriel, and he's completely new creation for Lords of Shadows.
Okay, all right. Okay, let's move on. We gotta move on here to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Breakman, you are up.
Okay, I've got a few. Obviously, I had pneumonia last week. It fucking blew. I couldn't eat for like 5 days. Or I couldn't keep anything down, I should say, because anytime it's hard to eat, even just like soup wouldn't stay down.
Yeah.
But so got antibiotics. Great. I feel better. But I didn't get to complain about any of the mass shootings that happened while I was gone. So, you know.
Well, that's almost every day, man. I mean, it is every day on average.
That's why I don't want to forget about it. I just want I keep bringing it up. Like we're joking about what happened in Chad. Like he's freak saying his neighbor's girl or boyfriend shot somebody, and like it's so such a common act anymore.
Yeah, we gloss over it.
About it.
Yeah,
we just went on like, oh my god, that's horrible.
Yeah.
But then, well, it's America.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like this. There's no reason for fucking. There's absolutely no reason for it to be like this.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Just money. I mean, obviously, money is the reason all this shit happens, but.
Yeah.
No, you got bam. Oh, here we go. Quest is hooking.
Wait, what? You broke up, Brittany.
The tree of the Belmont family. I'm sorry. I'm looking up in chat. We got the family tree of the Belmont family via Questbuster.
Oh, nice. Thanks, Dungeon. Appreciate that.
Okay. So, Sarah and Leon were the first, right? We knew that. Unknown descendants, and then they have Trevor and Sypha.
Uh-huh.
Well, the weird thing with Leon is that they include Sarah here, but Sarah dies, so I guess he remarried at some point.
I'd imagine he has to knock somebody up. So like, Trevor and then they said two unknown descendants before we get to Christopher Belmont. Shit, scroll down here. Soleil Beaumont, that's his name, his son.
Yeah, they in the Game Boy version they screwed up his name and it says Soleil instead.
maybe that's why I was so confused with it. And then it says unknown descendants and then Simon. But the way I thought the original Nintendo manual had it was that Trevor was his grandfather. Simon.
So we're just skipping Simon altogether and going straight to Richter.
Soleil, and then it goes to Simon, and then we're not to Richter yet. Yeah. Just Belmont. He was in one of the Game Boy, I think DS games. Then we get to unknown descendants, and then we get to Richter.
Belmont. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that. Like if this is they're skipping Simon. In this whole thing, you know, it's crazy.
I'm skipping a lot. Like this, that's a jump in history too, because like Richter Belmont's like the 1800s, isn't he? Like 18th century.
You're asking the wrong person.
Then after that, we get into the bloodlines, Castlevania bloodline story, which is like the 19th century.
Yeah. All right, we need to move on here. What you got for Stinkos, man?
Okay, so obviously more shootings, horrible fucking... I mean, Florida alone's had 3 mass shootings this fucking last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And one state alone should not have 3 mass shootings in an entire year.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. What else you got, Break?
And the other one goes to the American people who caused us to waste 60 million vaccines of J&J's COVID vaccine because... for whatever reason, a lot of Americans don't want to get it. And, you know, that $60 million could have saved lives. Maybe not here, at least. And maybe we could have took them to another country.
Like India, who's suffering the worst COVID outbreak in all of the world. It's crazy. It's crazy, crazy. All right. What else you got, man?
That's enough, isn't it? I mean, that's how fucked up everything is. We got murdering. People are killing each other by shooting and then by not doing anything.
Yeah.
Not going to the doctor.
Yep. If you go to the timelines, Lord of Shadows, Simon's the son of Trevor and Sypha. Freak says, Mrs. Freak Day is coming up in a couple of weeks, so I ordered her a present last night.
Frank!
What?
I'm so sorry.
What?
Happy Frank Day.
It's not yet. Not yet. It's, not till later. This month.
I thought I passed it.
The first was C1's day. You didn't pass it. You didn't pass
it.
There's still
bad.
Time
like,
to recover.
I was feeling pretty bad about that. Like I forgot.
I kind of gave Frank my copy of Final Fantasy VII for his birthday.
Yeah,
I picked up the PS5 version, and he can just upgrade to that version.
I mean, Breakman, since you're feeling so down that, you know, you thought you missed my... I mean, there's still time to pick me up an Xbox X.
You still have to buy the DLC, Frank. That's all I have to say.
That's fine. I'll buy DLC. It's no problem. So, yeah, like you still got time to give me an Xbox X, Breakman. So, you know, just saying. Yeah. Freak Five says...
You should buy a Series X, then scalp it, and then buy another one for yourself and Frank.
Yeah.
I thought it was like last week, and then, you know, I got so sick and never said anything. And
it's not till the 26th of this month, man. Don't worry. Cool. You got it. You got time to give me that Xbox X, man. It's all good. Freak Bite says, Mrs. Freak Day is coming up, so I ordered her a present last night. I chose the shipping option, which is $8, should be delivered in 7 days. Put in my payment info and get to my receipt. At the bottom of the receipt, it says, orders of $55 or more have free delivery. And my order was more than $55 before. It was like $55.01. Yeah, only $8 if it's supposed to be free. I want my $8 back. I agree. Get your money back, man. Call that company. They should do that. Papa Gabby.
I'm going to say this. Art Laffer isn't worth $15.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, Freak Five. The motherfucker said, for those people who are coming into the labor force brand fresh.
There's some show named Art Laffer. That's who he's talking about right now.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe if this was 1985.
Yeah, not even then. I think maybe. Yeah, 1985 sounds about right, but. Okay. Eric, I did not see a stinko on you.
I guess I could say, like, Biden for proving that he's almost as bad, if not as bad as Trump.
Well, yeah, I mean, we all know that, man. Like, we talk about that a lot. Why do you say that in particular this week, Eric?
He's basically sided with a bunch of anti-LGBTQ groups.
Ugh. Well, there you go. I mean, I got some more on that kick. All right, Hunter Biden is a racist piece of shit, just like his dad, Joe Biden. And if nobody thinks Joe Biden's an actual racist, just look at his fucking voting record through all the years. I mean, all the way up to the Obama years. He's a piece of trash. But Hunter Biden had some leaked text to his lawyer calling black people the N-word. So if you didn't think Hunter Biden was a bad dude before, maybe this will change your mind. But most likely you're a racist and it wouldn't change your mind. So who cares? Let's see. Florida just... did you see this, Breakman? Florida has now made it illegal to teach critical race theory in schools. So that sets...
I thought that was several states, not just Florida. It was
But I'm talking about Florida. They just did it. Their governor, Ron DeSantis, is an all-time piece of shit, and he might be running for president. So that might be your next president right there. So that's another piece of shit. And I'm going to give a stinko to McDonald's drive-thru.
To be fair to schools, most schools don't teach race theory at all. So.
Well, I understand that, but to make it illegal?
Like, how many people are taught about what happened in Tulsa?
Right, nobody. Nobody.
Massacres are never talked about in school.
Right.
I don't remember hearing about
no,
it.
No, I never and did either, Breakman.
Over 300 Americans were murdered that day? You think that would be a big story?
Nope. Not a big story to racist. You know, that's just how it is. Okay. The last one's, I mean, this is a kind of a minor one compared to what we've been talking about. But McDonald's drive-thru, all right? Bernie and I went to McDonald's today to get a couple of ice cream cones. Very simple, right? Two ice cream cones. How hard is that? Well, we get up to the drive-thru window after paying, of course, which, by the way, they went up way up in price. Go to Sonic's instead. They're cheaper. It's $1.29 for an ice cream cone at Sonic's, and they're bigger and better. But we go to the drive and they tell us, oh, we need you to go pull into Space One. And I'm like, for two ice cream cones? I had to wait for ice cream. I'm like, how is that even possible that you
like
guys...
You might as well have just done a mobile order before
you... I might as well went in, you know, I went through drive-thru for a fucking reason. It's a hot day. I wanted ice cream, you know, to cool down a little bit. It's fucking 90 degrees, you know, and we have to wait for fucking ice cream. I'm like... Meanwhile,
I don't have a Sonic scenario.
Five people, I counted them, with food, big orders, went right on by, no problem. I'm like, and it wasn't like they were working on their machine. I saw somebody with an ice cream cone in the lobby, so it wasn't like they were waiting for the, you know, somebody to put more milk or some shit in the machine. Like, they they couldn't process that we ordered two ice cream cones. So, yeah, there you go.
Wyland had a suggestion for you. He said your first mistake was going to McDonald's for an ice cream. Well,
I agree.
McDonald's is the only place you could go for ice cream, then what are you going to do?
I agree, Wyland, but you know, it was right. It was convenient. So, my bad. My bad won't happen again. I'll go out of my way to go to science.
So you don't even have like a mom and pop shop you can go to?
No, man. Like we were right there.
I was asking Eric because it sounds like he only has a McDonald's around him.
Yeah. McDonald's and Baskin Robbins.
Yeah.
Oh, Baskin Robbins. I don't think I've ever been to a Baskin Robbins.
Kind of hate the flavor of their ice cream. It tastes weird for some reason.
I like Baskin Robbins. I just don't like that.
And
it's
their
not...
milkshakes are expensive.
Baskin Robbins doesn't serve soft serve huge, ice cream, though. So, you know, whatever. They get their ice cream using the Earth Core elevator, so that's why.
They have Dr. Pepper floats at Arby's?
Yeah, they do. I like, but I have to have diet. I don't know if they have diet.
I like the Jamocha shakes more.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll try that. Okay. Though.
All right. So that's that. There you go. Those are my stinkos for the week. Let's move on to happier thoughts.
Dude, what is my say?
Freak said, why are you going to McDonald's for ice cream when you know their machines are going to be broken?
If Chris says the reason it took so long is because they get their ice cream using the Earth Core elevator from Total Recall.
Yeah. Baskin Robbins is. I like Baskin Robbins. They just don't have soft serve ice cream dungeon. I like soft serve ice cream.
Yeah, that too. It's like you either get a sundae or you get a shake there.
Mm-hmm. Their chocolate is tasty along with the mint. Mint chocolate chip is fantastic at Baskin Robbins. I agree, Dungeon. That's really good. Then they close. There's a lot of them that close, Dungeon, because of COVID. I've yet to pay full price for a float there.
Well, technically, it's a Baskin Robbins and a Dunkin' Donuts duplex.
Yeah. Let's see.
And it's kind of attached to the Circle K that's there. So all three of them are, like, crammed together.
What about UDF? Do you guys have UDFs around there?
The closest UDF is in Cleveland.
Yeah. Okay. Ouch. Now that we're talking ice cream hour here. Anyway. All right. Sweeto of the week.
I think their one is Rock Creek, but Rock Creek's not worth the trip either. Yeah.
All right. Breakman, your Sweeto of the week, please.
Okay. I got a couple. One of them just happened earlier today. The DOJ apparently is going to take up the fight against these voter suppression laws that are going, out of control across the country. At least somebody's trying to do something, I hope.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not putting all my faith into it.
Yeah, you know, I agree. But on the same token, they're also the same DOJ that's going to defend Trump in that civil lawsuit that he's got going on. So there's that.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
Whatever. I don't know what else to say about that. But, yeah, just the fact that, like, maybe hopefully somebody is going to do something because God knows we can't depend on, like, Democrats to fight the Republicans. They want to work with them as much as possible, and Republicans just out and out flat are doing everything they can to rig an election in plain sight.
Yeah, and Joe Manchin's a piece of shit. He's a Republican in Democrat clothing, man. He really is. And there's nothing the Democrats are doing to curb that nonsense.
And what's her name from Arizona?
Oh, Cinnamon. Cinema. Kristen Cinema.
Cinnamon.
Yeah, she's anything but Cinnamon. Trust me. She's awful. Okay. Bernie's laughing over here. All right.
You can mock her because you're like, you're disparaging a woman. Like, you're the one who fucking curtsied while, like, sitting in your horrible vote. Like,
right.
Don't blame us for what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not misogyny. That was you being an asshole.
Exactly. She was an asshole during that vote, man. That was the worst. Okay. Breakman, you're...
I did actually have one more, and it goes also to another government official.
Okay.
And it's because everybody on the planet's fucking piling on her, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, Ilhan Omar.
What did she say that was wrong?
Nothing. You got all these fucking... Israeli, I call them Israeli plants.
Like, I don't like Omar for being part of the squad and doing nothing, but at the same time, she doesn't deserve what happened to her.
Yeah, no, she actually spoke up against what's going on against the Palestinians.
Like, how many politicians actually speak up against stuff like this? No, they all want to bend over Like, we know most of our government wants to kowtow to Israel. Yeah. Because if they don't, it's anti-Semitic. What? How is that?
That's just ridiculous.
Country as a religion, then?
Yeah, exactly. I don't understand it, man. That anytime somebody supports BDS, the BDS movement, they get all, you know, butthurt and, you know, just it's just crazy, man. Like, you have to be able to criticize your government and other governments if they're doing wrong.
And the American government has done horrible things to countries across the planet for as long as they've had the power to do it.
Yeah, the United States is a scourge, no doubt, man. No doubt.
There have been countries we've helped, but there have been so many countries we've destroyed too.
Yeah, Venezuela.
Why were we in Vietnam again?
Exactly. Oh God, man, I could go on and on about that, Breakman. Let's just move on. Yeah. Man, it makes me sick every time I think about
it. I'm just saying that somebody has the guts to say what's right in our government, and what they get shit on for it. Fuck everybody, because that was the truth.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. All right, Eric, no Sweeto for you this week, I see, so I'll just go on with mine. I mentioned last week I saw Conjuring 3.
Well, I can mention one.
Okay, go ahead, Eric.
Basically, like, throwing it out there on my wall on Facebook that still lying yourselves about Biden, and it's about how he was supporting all the anti-LGBTQ groups. Because I know a few people on there, and one of our former co-hosts are kind of delusional about Biden's record.
Yeah, definitely.
And they use the he's not Trump talking points, even though he's like Trump. It's like nobody gave me negative responses to that. So either nobody's paid attention or nobody can talk back to me, because I know I'm right.
Yeah. Freak 5, no, that's not who I'm talking about. And good thing I didn't have that on camera. I would have got RP Grinder's channel banned on Twitch.
Wow. Right?
Okay. My Sweeto is, I saw Conjuring 3, which I gave a favorable review. I saw it again. I might have dropped my score down to a 7. I don't think it was the strongest in the Conjuring.
I like the Conjuring series, but I, like, the more I read about the fucking, the real life charlatans who...
Yes, yes.
Who these movies are based around, like, I'm having a hard time, like, wanting to go see it when I'm like, wow. Did they get some of the money for this? Because I can't think of anything worse. I don't want them.
How
to
do we rehabilitate
this?
Shysters?
Well, he's dead.
Yeah,
we make fictional versions of them that look good.
I mean, they successfully got the whole. Never mind. But look, you know, fighting the whole bringing up possession for murder and stuff like that, getting that to even go to trial was insane.
Actually, I agree, but there's a good point made in that movie, Breakman. If you put your hand on the Bible and you swear to God, you acknowledge the existence of God, well, then you have to acknowledge if that's where your mindset is, then you have to acknowledge the opposite, the devil, right? So I don't mind the defense so much. I mean, juries saw right through that nonsense, you know, and they convicted the guy, but I agree with you, man. They were charlatans, but that doesn't mean I can't enjoy the movies. You know, there's lots of things that, like, I don't believe in aliens, but I like alien movies. I don't believe in ghosts. I like ghost movies, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
that's a good point. Like I said, it's just because what I've been reading. I'm sure maybe by October or something, I'll be like, okay, I'm kind of cooled off from it.
Right. And by the way, I agree with you. They were absolute charlatans. The Warrens were nonsense, horrible human
Isn't
beings.
Isn't she still alive?
I could talk about that I for don't hours. Think either.
I could talk about that movie for hours.
I'm sure you could, Bernie.
I thought she was still alive. He isn't.
I don't think either is alive. I think she passed away like a year or two ago, man. Like she was...
Like recently?
Okay. Yeah. So... I mean, they both were charlatans, no doubt, man. No doubt whatsoever, 100% stupid. But speaking of stupid, we have a new segment we're going to try out this week, and I'm going to put a link into chat, and I gave you guys the link. I don't know if you saw the link, Breakman.
Yes.
Okay. Bernie and I...
Was it about a dog?
No. Yes. Okay, Bernie and I were talking about social media, right? I'm big on YouTube. I love YouTube. I think YouTube is a good thing for the most part. Like, there's all manners of interest on YouTube, right? And you don't have a length of time. Like, it's not like Twitter, just little short snippets of emojis and stuff like that. And, you know, it's not Facebook where, you know, everything that you do or say is going to be recorded, et cetera, you know, for future use or whatever. I like YouTube, right? But we got into the discussion about TikTok, right? And I don't get TikTok, right? I know it's probably because I'm a little bit older or whatever. I just don't like it that much, you know, from what I've seen. So we had this back and forth. Bernie loves TikTok. I think that's her favorite social media site by far. I happen to like YouTube, second, of course, Twitter, although I'm not on Twitter that often.
TikTok, aren't you supporting Russia?
Yeah. No, China. You're supporting China.
Oh, all right.
Okay. So we got into this thing. Freak Pie says, I do believe in aliens. I just don't think they're visiting her. I don't either. I don't. I think there's alien life form, but I don't know if we're the pinnacle or not.
Microscopic alien life.
Freak Five, but anyways. So anyways, we got into this discussion about TikTok. I happen to think TikTok, for the most part, is really stupid. She happens to love TikTok and thinks it's really funny most of the time. So she was like, well, why don't we let people in chat and on the internet decide whether or not TikTok is funny or stupid. So I said, okay, Bernie, I'll go down this route. So I said, send me some TikToks that you think are really funny, and we'll decide if it's funny or stupid. So in chat, I'm giving you guys – actually, I'm not going to give you guys the URL. I'm just going to go ahead and go to the URL right now. You guys have seen this. I think I gave you guys the thing. It's a dog. This one's a dog. But here we go.
Yeah, show them, girl. Yeah. Boom, boom. Bow, bow. Bubble. Get it, get it, get it, get it. Ow, ow, ow. Show them, girl. Yeah. Boom, boom. Bow, bow. Bubble. Get it,
okay.
Get it, get it, get it. Ow, ow, ow. Show them.
Okay, for those
that... I have a question for you.
Yes.
Is Bernie 10 years old?
She might be. Okay, now, this particular video is of a dog with a bunch of stuff just basically balancing on his ass, okay, with the music. And, okay, I'm going to give her a little bit of credit on this one. It did make me chuckle a little bit, I'm not going to lie. I thought it was fairly funny. So, what is your assessment, Breakman? Funny or stupid?
I believe I've judged it on a scale of 1 to never want to watch it again, and I'm going with that one.
Okay, so you're...
But I do have one question. Everything looks real on the dog's butt except the toilet paper, which seems the most plausible for the butt dog to balance. Why does that look fake to me? I don't understand.
Okay, you know what? Let me look at that again, man. Maybe I missed it. Let me look at it again, and we'll judge it here. Let's put the music on. Why not? Let's see.
Composite. Get it,
get it, get it, get it. Ow, ow, ow. Show them, girl. Yeah, boom, boom, bop.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna say this one's funny, and that is real toilet paper, Breakman. So you think it's stupid? So it's up to Eric. Funny or stupid, Eric?
It's stupid, but because it's stupid, it's a little bit funny.
Thank you!
All right. Okay, so there you go. Funny this week, Bernie. Bernie wins this week, so it is funny this week. We'll see if it's...
So what is this feature called now?
Funny or stupid.
That's what we're calling it?
That's what we're calling it, funny or stupid. So this week, TikTok is funny, according to the Grinders. So there you go, Bernie. A little bit of justification on your journey, your TikTok journey. So she'll be sending us more really stupid but maybe funny videos in the future, just to let you know. So there we go. We have determined this week TikTok is funny. What does chat say? I wonder if chat thinks it's funny or stupid. Let me hit enter just in case you guys didn't get that link so you can take a look at it. Let us know if you think it's funny or stupid. All right. So now we're going to be moving on.
They're talking about Bernie's OnlyFans, but they didn't say what the content is for the week.
What's the
Is there a deal? What's going on?
What? Bernie's favorite song is his OnlyFans. How dare you?
We need to do a free-for-all, don't we?
Yes, Eric, I'm getting to that right now.
It's a free-for-all! Yeah, it's a free-for-all!
Wow! All right, Eric, what you want to talk about?
I want to talk about... More than anything, I think I want to talk about my topic that I put at the end. Gentrification of anime and the curse of Netflix.
What do you mean by this, Eric? Because this was intriguing to me. When I saw this topic...
I kind of didn't want to talk about it because I know you guys don't have much of skin in the game in the anime community. So it'd be hard to explain it to you.
No, I do, Eric.
Or
I
get you to maybe like... see my point of view.
Well, let's understand it. Let's go through it, Eric. What are you saying by the gentrification of anime?
Now, you know how Netflix has been acquiring a bunch of different anime properties.
Yes, yes.
And they've been passing them off as original animes.
Well, I didn't know that. I thought they were just buying up the properties and they're keeping them as is, but I didn't. This is new to me.
The biggest problem I have of the animes that Netflix acquires for streaming is several fold. It's not only is there binging format where they have to acquire an entire quote unquote season, however they determine how long the season is, to happen before they'll put the show off. So shows on Netflix anywhere else are airing weekly, and we don't get them until they're done, usually. Unless they're a shonen anime, and then like there'll be a certain number of episodes before they'll put them out, and that may or may not be part of the reason why shows like Hunter x Hunter don't have the rest of the episodes up.
Okay,
but that happens. So and like they'll acquire an anime like Evangelion, that also happens, but because of that, fiscal releases are kind of nebulous unless it's specifically worked out ahead of time, way ahead
mm-hmm.
of time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Otherwise, like it might still happen, but who knows?
Yeah.
And so that's another issue, but they're also trying to pass off anime as something that they've created. This is also a problem that started way back when Castlevania was announced.
Okay, what specific...
Now, my issue isn't that Castlevania isn't anime, because it is. I mean, anime is just a shorthand term that the Japanese created for animation, so anything that's animation is anime.
Okay.
But the problem is they're trying to pass it off as something that they didn't create, and something that is kind of muddying the waters for people making distinctions between certain types of media.
Okay, what specifically...
Because of marketing. But
what specifically are you talking about, Eric? What has Netflix acquired that they're trying to pass off as their own creation? And I'm gonna give you some examples of something.
Here's the biggest linchpin of the announcements this week. One of the shows that's going to come to Netflix is... I guess it's a sequel to Bright, but it's going to be taking place in some fantasy Asian setting. But it's basically the same premise. Like, there's an orc and then a samurai.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And but thing is, it's being made for a Western market, but they attach to the director of, like, some Japanese director.
Okay. All right.
And I'm not necessarily sure if there's an actual Japanese animation studio behind the movie at all. Not that that matters, but...
Okay.
All right. But they're basically selling it basing on somebody's name. And
I guess my rebuttal to that, Eric, is Netflix does this with series as well, right? A good example is Lucifer, right? Netflix didn't create Lucifer, right? It was WB or... I can't remember which. CW. One of those... it originally started there, right? And then it came to Netflix, and they say Netflix original, right? It's not a Netflix original. It came from an outside source, but that's how their marketing works. So I understand your point. Like, I just don't quite think it's gentrification. There's not enough of that on Netflix to justify the fact that it's gentrified. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not... but like, basically, I think the biggest problem people are having, and what I'm having, is corporations are eating up anime and commodifying it, and...
But this has been going on forever. Like, Funimation, they basically invented that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is even on a large scale now.
I agree.
They seem to be ramping up.
I agree with you, Eric. It is ramping up. And
I think they're destroying the anime community, and they're actually making it lesser, because by taking all these series, they're basically holding physical releases hostage. And by doing the binging model, shows longevity's at risk, because everybody's going to binge the show and then not talk about it for days and weeks on end because they're not doing a weekly model.
That's a good and important topic that is right on the nose, Eric.
It's a very big contrast to what Discotech is doing. Discotech's doing a bunch of physical releases and preserving the history of the anime industry,
yeah,
while Netflix seems to be destroying it.
Okay, that last point is a very good, well-taken point, Eric. There is something to that. Like, I didn't... Before, when we were talking about series, I didn't understand your point about binging, right? Like, I like binge-watching shows. I don't like waiting week to week, but there is something...
Yeah, but I'm patient. Hold on. I can wait for a show to end before
I understand, but let me finish, Eric.
I'm usually busy watching other
Eric,
shows.
Eric,
but he means, like, that if you've been waiting for a show to watch, you can sit there and watch it all at once.
Yeah, Eric, let me finish here.
Don't have to do it right away, but you
can, right. You made a very, very good point, though, Eric, and I want to acknowledge that. Like, there is something to the longevity of series if you hold out week by week, right? People tend to talk about series on a weekly basis if you dole them out in weekly doses, right? So there is something to that, and longevity is a big key. But I think Netflix is also doing something, and Castlevania is a very good example of this, where... Yes, you may have shorter lifespans of series, like 2 to 4 years, but then they do, if they start doing things like spinoffs, is that really 2 to 4 years? It's more like you know, 8 years or 6 years.
But part of me also thinks that, like, maybe it's a necessary evil. If Netflix can sell anime to a wider audience, and maybe, I know this is a long shot, but maybe by that extension, they can improve the state of the animation industry on the global scale as a whole, then maybe it's worth taking a hit.
I agree. I agree, Eric. Maybe. But I don't think that the anime genre in general is going away in Japan just because of Netflix. You know, if they... I mean, look at the success of something like Attack on Titan
I'm not debating that, though.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, I don't think Netflix is going to kill the anime industry, is what I'm saying.
The other thing that's bothering me about this is that people immediately went into discourse versus what an anime is and what an anime isn't, which is stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you fighting about this when you should be complaining about how underpaid these studios are?
That's a great point, Eric. Great point. Dungeon in chat says Netflix trying to say they created anime is like saying WoW was the first MMO.
Or how Kevin Smith seems to be taking sole credit for the new Masters of the Universe show, which does look awesome.
It does look awesome.
I think he was only... I feel like the only thing Kevin Smith actually did was throw money at it to make it happen and do the initial pitch.
Yeah, no, look, Eric, we're not arguing here.
I kind of don't know if I want him doing the entire scripts, because Kevin Smith is Kevin Smith.
Yeah, but he's actually got a decent comic book mind, Eric. Like, I don't mind him taking over that series, and you know, if it's good, it's good. I mean, you got to call a spade a spade. We'll see when it comes out, Eric.
The Masters of the Universe looks like they took the 2000 reboot, which should have lived longer.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They also added the Castlevania flavor to it a little bit.
I like the anime
style.
And
if you watch the trailer, Skeletor's pulling like a Wicked Weave Bayonetta type shit.
Yeah, man, it looks cool.
Coming out of a portal.
It looks... They did a comparison between the 83 series and this updated one, Eric, and I like it, man. Like, from what I've seen, the anime anyways, the anime style, it's... to me, it looks cool. You know, it's I don't know, man. I'm excited for that series, but your point's well taken. I don't know if I'd quite call it the gentrification of anime, but maybe the curse of Netflix, like what you put here, might be more apt, Eric. We'll have to wait and see, though. Like it's not. I think the anime industry is actually thriving as a whole, just not the pay for the animators. And this goes all the way back, Eric, if you remember.
And by extension, we can also mention the manga industry, how they're overworked and underpaid.
Well, yeah, exactly. But you can also, I mean, this goes back to a problem all the way back to the likes of Blood the Last Vampire. I don't know if you ever remember that series, Eric. I don't know if you watched it. It's a little bit older by now, but it's a great little movie. It's like 45 minutes long, but the demands for that production were so great that I don't know how anybody survived that little anime, man. It was crazy what the artist and writers.
I never watched the Blood TV series that followed.
The Blood TV series was okay. It wasn't great, but I'm just talking specifically about that movie. It was so demanding, you know, for the artist to do that particular act, and it put a focus on the pay and, you know, the slave drivers that was the studio behind that movie, man. And that's a widespread in anime widespread problem in anime even today. Maybe Netflix taking over and paying their artists the right pay is a good thing, Eric. And we might be.
Yeah, but I think the question is, are they? I don't know.
That's the question. I don't know if they are like that. But if they are, then it might be a problem that can solve itself with Netflix putting pressure.
They need to eliminate the binge model.
Maybe that there are certain series, Eric, on
at least when it comes to something that's being done weekly elsewhere.
Yeah, there are certain series that it's a good point, Eric. There are certain series on Netflix that release on a weekly basis. But I kind of like the binge model. You know, I like to be able to see things all at once. That way I can move on to other great things, you know, but you do make a good point about, you know, the advertisement, the word of mouth coming week to week, you know, stuff like that. Like Walking Dead was a good example of that. People were talking about Walking Dead forever, you know, so I don't know.
Well, I think the show had like 11 seasons, even though most of those were garbage.
Yeah, I agree, man. I can't stand The Walking Dead now. It's a shell of its former self. But Breakman, did you have a topic you wanted to talk about this week, or
I don't know what you guys what were we talking about?
We were talking about anime in general.
I don't really have anything to talk about.
Eric, did you have anything else you wanted to talk about this week, or
do you want to talk about Chinese Zodiac?
Well, so I guess we can talk about that, man. I mean, we don't have a lot of time, but
we're gonna do that one later because I had a link that talked about the animal personality traits, but now I've misplaced it. So until I find it again, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, that's fine.
We talk about UFOs, like the craze of everybody's going crazy, but because governments release photos of UFOs, I don't think most people realize UFOs just means they were unable to identify it.
Yeah, unidentified flying objects is what.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it's UFO. Doesn't mean it's a space alien.
Right.
It doesn't mean it's a drone or some new technology. It just means they couldn't fucking figure out what it was.
Well,
talk about cart rot.
Hang on one second, Eric. Let me go back to this topic that Breakman brought up. We'll talk about cart rot next week, Eric. But on the subject of UFOs, Breakman, like, could it be possible that one part of the military, a.k.a. maybe the Air Force, and maybe the Navy are working on different things, and they don't always communicate with each other? So maybe the Air Force picked up a certain type of drone that the Navy was working on, or the Army, or something of that nature, and there's no crosstalk really.
They've notoriously not worked well together.
Yeah, so
different branches of the military, they've tried to stress, and I don't know, but it's something they've tried to stress this century is trying to get them to work together and stuff like that. But I know as late as the '90s, last century, you know, they did not work well together.
No, that's right.
There's no intel. That's why But actually, I think going into the 2000s, 9/11 was one of the things that happened because of lack of intel.
Yeah, lack of cooperation.
Lack of sharing intel.
Yeah, sharing intel. Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's something that I brought up to somebody, I think, on Twitter, and they weren't having any of it. They were one of these Trumpkin, you know, piece of crap. Oh, the military's one force, and, you know, even though there's five branches and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you're so full of shit. Do your homework and find out that they don't get along, right? Matter of fact, if you ask an Army guy to talk about an Air Force guy, what do they call them? Zoomies, you know? Oh, those piece of shit, you know, they never have anything good to say about each other. Same thing with the Navy and the Marines, even though the Marines are technically part of the Navy, or actually are part of the Navy. The Navy doesn't like the Army. The Army hates the Coast Guards. They think they're a bunch of pansies.
I had another sweetheart completely forgot about.
Okay, can you hold off, Eric, and let me finish before you cut in there? But yeah, I agree with you, Breakman. Like, there's no communication between, hardly any communication between the branches.
Well, that's what you said. This was your point. I'm not going to take credit for it. That was your point.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, like, that. It's just.
You're absolutely right. No communication between any of these stupid, huge billion-dollar industries, basically.
Right,
that's what they are. They're business industries.
Don't you wish, Breakman, that they would cut the budget on the military to, like, maybe half the budget?
We could save. This country could be completely rebuilt infrastructure-wise, and we could be probably out of debt if we just took our military bases off of the rest of the fucking world.
Yeah, and also we could still be number one in military.
And we would still be number one in military force. Right. You're right, absolutely.
Right.
All we would be doing would be stop spending money across the fucking world to, I guess, police every neighborhood we think
or
we have
steal
to be
shit.
In.
Yeah. Well, you know, Breakman, we still got to give
stealing shit from other countries by starting illegal wars.
Right. We still got to
and actually export product by making product.
Right. And we still got to give $1 billion to Israel to bomb Palestine, man. I mean, come on. What else? Why? I mean, this is the way it goes. But, you know, somebody will hear that and they'll say that I'm anti-Semitic. And I'm like, you guys, man.
Well, you people who want to say that criticizing Israel is anti-Semitic. What's anti-Semitic about bombing school kids? I believe Israel killed 11 school kids.
What they'll say? Hamas. They always bring up Hamas.
No, that's not an excuse.
So the kids are Hamas?
No, hold on. You can't blame this on a terrorist organization. That's not an excuse. Like, what, were they in the same building? That's not an excuse to kill school kids.
Oh, but there was
that to happen here?
That was a Hamas intel spot, Breakman. That's where Hamas ran operations.
So if that's their excuse, then these are murderers. You're
collateral?
A murderer,
nope, it's
are.
Not.
If you're saying I'm anti-Semitic, I'm
Breakman,
saying you're a murderer.
Breakman, it's not murder. It's collateral damage is what it is. It's collateral damage.
Ethnic cleansing, so you're a murderer and a racist.
I agree, Breakman, 100%, man. Like, what's going on in Palestine is crazy. The Gaza Strip is crazy. You know, Saudi Arabia bombing, Israel bombing every fucking day. There was a journalist that was trying to cover, you know, what was going on objectively, and she was arrested and told that she couldn't cover what was going on there, which is the exact opposite of what the United States proposes that we are, you know, freedom of press, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, blah, blah, blah.
Well, we've done, but, you know, we say we're all pro-democratic and stuff, but we've interfered in the elections of so many other countries.
Bolivia, Colombia,
this goes back to
Venezuela.
America being this, like when Omar said that, you know, we commit atrocities, duh.
Right.
America has. I mean,
oh,
if
but
you think,
but
if you don't think it has, then you're stupid.
Did you see all the Democratic senators that wrote a nasty note denouncing what Omar said, calling her anti-Semitic, and I mean basically pulling a page out of the Republican book, calling Ilhan Omar. I mean, she's got a scary name. I mean, Ilhan Omar. I mean, she might be a Muslim.
Oh gosh. Oh man. Every time I hear that name, I get the cold sweats.
Right, right. That's how they act, man. Like, it's crazy. Like, I mean, she says – same thing with Rashida Tlaib. Anytime she says something, oh, man, people have a meltdown, man. They're like, for the love of God, just shut your mouth. You know, I mean, you know, she said something about Palestine. Oh, you know, but Hamas, you know, she's supporting Hamas. And it's like, no, she doesn't. She doesn't support Hamas at all. Matter of fact, she condemns Hamas. You can do both. You can criticize Israel and yes. You can criticize
yes.
Hamas.
Yes, thank you. Yes, that's what drives me fucking nuts about all the arguments is like if you're not for one, you're for the other. Like that's no, I'm not for people killing each other.
Right.
If not
right. That's
fighting
exactly.
over no. stupid land.
Yeah. Yeah. Eric, your sweeto that you wanted to bring up.
My sweeto is Taco Bell breakfast is apparently back now.
Oh God, they have good breakfast, man. The Crunchwrap breakfast is really good there, man. I like it. Yeah, it's good stuff. It never left here. So we've always had the Wendy's has breakfast too.
Well, it's probably because Ohio's curfew thing probably nipped in the bud here for a while.
Yeah, yeah. All right, guys, I think that's gonna do it for this week. We'll have more topics for you next week, along with another funny or stupid TikTok video to discuss. So hopefully everybody enjoyed that. Did everybody in chat enjoy that? Let me know if you guys enjoyed it before we leave. All right, break
well,
man.
Well, I guess I just said I never had Taco Bell for breakfast, but I guess that's not really true because I've had Taco Bell like 4 in the morning and shit.
I've had Taco Bell's lunch menu for breakfast.
It's a very basic breakfast. It's basic breakfast, man. They got like you know, like a bacon and egg crunch wrap. They got with like some, I don't know, some sauce or something.
Or you can get sausage or steak.
Sausage, steak. The steak is good, man. I like the steak there. It's really, really good. It's just cheapy, you know, you know, whatever. But it's good, man. It's good. I like it.
Probably more healthy than a McDonald's breakfast.
Yeah, maybe. None of that shit's healthy, man. Wyland says it's good.
I was gonna say I'm not going for fast food for health.
Dungeon liked the segment, funny or stupid. So he said it's funny. So there you go. All right, thanks, Dungeon. Bernie will be happy to hear that. This is her brainchild that we're trying out for the next couple of weeks. See how it goes. All right. Breakman, did you enjoy that segment, Breakman? Funny or stupid?
Segment,
I have a feeling you and
I
are. You
like
and I are.
Just give us a good one next time.
Yeah, give us a good one next time.
I will go in the ditches of TikTok and get the best one for next.
Okay, we appreciate that, Bernie. She's, yeah, we'll have one next week for y'all. I'm sorry, it doesn't translate to like the archives. You have to be in chat, but if you want to be in chat, 7 Eastern every Friday.
Listen live.
Yeah. Listen, or I mean, it's fun to just get reactions and stuff, you know. So I'll try to explain the best I can to the archivers so you understand what's going on. And maybe I'll leave a link to the TikTok in our description or whatever. All right, Breakman, your plugs, please, sir.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, or you can ask Dear Breakman a question. I would make an account for harming here, but I don't think Twitter lets me. No example.
All right.
Sad. Harmy's a little sad.
Yeah. Well, it's been a couple weeks since we heard from Harmy, man. So it's nice.
So you should. Yeah, Harmy, you should be happy.
I love the enthusiasm in Breakman's voice when he said that. That was pretty badass, man. All right. Anything else, Breakman? All right, Eric, your plugs, please.
You can find reviews on sites I've written, or a site, but I've written reviews for, which is BostonBashBrigade.com. And then there's the feed, which has my audio reviews. And I do those occasionally as well. But if you like what I've either written or done on audio, you can go to my Patreon and support me by sending me as little as a dollar. That would, even a dollar would help out. And you could go to the link to my Patreon on my Twitter account, which is at EricRPG.
All right, at EricRPG. Anything else, Eric?
Father's Day is next weekend. I'll mention again next week, but you can get your dad, if they're not deadbeat or something, a gift, or just keep them company for that day.
When it's next weekend, not this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll mention it next week then. All right. Yeah, for now, we haven't been suspended yet, Breakman, thankfully. All right. I want to thank everybody in chat.
Also, fuck Nazis.
Fuck who?
Fuck Nazis.
Yeah, fuck Nazis. That's an all-time great statement. Special thanks to Freak5 Chaos, Dungeon Buster. MXT was in chat today for a little while. Commander Root, our good friend Wyland, thank you so much. Lateraling, Public Enemy 821. I wonder who the other 820 public enemies are, Public Enemy. And Demon Kitty was in chat. Thank you guys and gals so much for joining. And also special thanks to all the archive listeners on wherever you listen to us, iTunes, YouTube, Twitch. Everywhere. Subscribe on Twitch. We really need Twitch subscribers. We're up to 50, which is pretty cool because we got affiliate status with Twitch. So, you know, let's keep that up because I don't want to drop below the 50. That would really suck. But, you know, subscribe on Twitch, twitch.tv/RPGrinders. And that is also where you can watch the show live every Friday, 7 Eastern time. Breakman mentioned our Twitter at RP Grinders. You know, if you want to send in questions. Wyland says, what time are you wanting to do the netcode? What are you talking about? Freak5 says it.
First drive.
Oh. Freak5 says, if you use the same email as the suspended one to open a new account, that might be why the new one got suspended, Freak5 said to Breakman. So there you go, Breakman. That might be an answer to your question there. Let's see. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches if you have anything for me. So at Frank Branches on Twitter. And that's about. Oh, watch Castlevania. It's fantastic on Netflix.
Also, man. The Nintendo Direct is on Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. Anything else, gentlemen?
It's 40 minutes of Nintendo stuff.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, gentlemen?
Stay safe. Get vaccinated. Wear your mask until you are.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, I do have some questions here. The theme of on OnlyFans this week is water sports. Like, do you mean like those kind of water sports? Or do you mean there's actually going to be like a jet ski?
I'm not.
Jet ski, I'm totally in.
Boy. I don't even want to mention anything on this show. That's personal, you son of a bitch, Freak Vibe. All right.
I don't think Frank has a jet ski.
wow. Thanks so much, Eric. On that note, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out, son of a bitch, Eric. Exile.